Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to all of the sector lords and the Gondo lords and the priests and busty priestesses of the new religion. Good morning to the seekers and the hikers and the runners. Good morning to the sky gliders and the skyhawk shaman. Tongata Manu, Birdman. Tongata Manu. Good morning to you too, baby. It's Saturday, October the 19th, 2024, Bo Blimp Dog. And I am announcing to my listeners and my glisteners, to my divers and my strivers, to my disco jockeys, my pimp lords, and all my hoas in every single quadrant. I am finally publishing something I should have done years ago. Approximately 8 years ago, I published the famous Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club contract. You should have read it, buddy. But nobody did. But now, I'm going to publish a manifesto. It's a manifesto. It's a Danifesto. You will know now what to do. I will give you orders. I will send you on missions. I will transmit signals through time and space that you'll pick up, buttercup, as you walk the beach and listen to that shell, that seashell. Listen to it and hear the sea. Hear the sea and the seashell. Yes, indeed, I am publishing my manifesto, but it's not all done. I'm going to do it in pieces, you know, like Enver Hoxha would recommend. Do it the salami method. And unlike other grumbos and scrumbos and blimbliacs, I'm not just going to take this beef torpedo and shove it down your throat. I'm going to give it to you in bits and pieces, like going to that stylish little microbrew where they bring out the tasting glasses. Little 8 ounce tasting glasses, but there's six of them, Dan. Yeah, 6 times 8 is bullshit. 6 times 8 is bullshit, man. The title of this Danifesto, this manifesto, is goodly known by many already as a name I've used, Bo Blimp Doc. Bo Blimp Doc colon, you better have a clean colon. Bo Blimp Doc colon, towards a new lurching. Towards a new lurching. Towards a new lurching. We will lurch. We will perch. We will gurch. They won't stop us and our crooked eyes. They won't stop us with their sideways lies. They won't stop us because we wear a disguise. It's called pain, Joe Rogaine. It's called pain, buddy. Yes, indeed, it's a Danifesto for everybody, and it will be published in sections. Today is just the introduction, but chapters are to follow. I'll drink a little of my sacred coffee. Yes, from now on, any coffee that touches the lips of the Danifesto man is sacred coffee. If I spit, it's now sacred spit. Every time I take a poop, you know, somebody better genuflect. You know, I'm doing it, buddy. Because that's right. Hello, buddy. Hello, friend out there. Buddy, pal. Because I see you. I remote view you. I see you out there sitting in your underwear eating chili from a can. It's been a long time, bro, and many of the Gumpton folk are asking me, Dan, when the fuck are you going to publish your manifesto? Because everyone is doing it. It will be bigger than blogs by the time this wave hits. For each soul and self from the mind of fecal swamp spirit healing and circling back to the end of bygone turnip warriors, we will lurch. We will brag and hag. We will write up a spec and send our intersect the project plan for scrum-style Rambo teams. Your voice will be heard when the great wave of manifestos crests and you lurch and lurch onward toward the cave with the light at the end of the tunnel coming upon us so very, very fast. You know what I'm saying, baby? We won't walk or talk or jog or run. We're not here to have fun, hun. We're here to bring the force of ancient juices and other forms of oceanic protein to the kind and gentle folk of sectors 34 and 89.7 on the FM dial. We will lurch and perch. Our cider tomboys will sell canister chowder to the customers at Denny's. Our meme masters will fashion darker visions, dwelling in the folds of that fatty pilot. That fatty pilot sitting in your dingy bone cave called your head, Ned. Now go to bed and rest on that, pussycat. How many chapters will my manifesto have? As many as I fucking want. How many followers will I have? Billions, billions, and 50 of them will be human. How many more nights of waking up with chills and spills of near emptied vodka bottles breaking on the floor? My whore girlfriend, Tessie, getting messy in the shower because she just got done watching Law & Order. We lurch because it's a known thing. We lurch and glare because our enemies are hidden from us until they see weakness and pain and the gentle falling of old spirit branches. Our lurching annoys our masters, so this is a bonus too. We will lurch to our seats on the bus downtown, catching one of the shitty cans to Redmond, to crank out an Azure script and rip a bong song gong as the clarinet playing Team Scout has about a gout and a spits out the great idea about using Python instead of PowerShell. And now your help is complete, and this is why you glare and lurch, dear friend. We might even call ourselves the John Lurch Society. Who knows? We don't know. Great tidings bespoke this era. It will signal the coming of a new arrival of beginnings. Your guide master has been born. Your willing noggle mind is ungloved. In time, the last of the Mogambo freaks will reign in a realm of dusky street sloths and slutty barmaidens. Our scob gardens will feed the untapped populace as the masses of scuzz urchins devour protein souffle and discarded roadkill left for us by the ancient demon gods. There will be no redemption. No redemption for the space cadets and other liars and purveyors of moon pie madness. Your bile duct fantasies are unscrewed and tapped, making a way for those tired old grandpas living in Fresno. We are the scrumbo, living in economic limbo, under the overpass near Route 71. We muddle and fuddle and griddle our road apple feast, and on Bunkton Day, we celebrate the mite and barley worm stew. Upon Bunkton Day, our day of totalistic revenge and liberation, a day that hasn't happened yet, okay? It hasn't happened yet. But February is boring. So maybe Bunkton Day, the great battle of Bunkton, will happen in February. Maybe February 5th or February 20th. Time will tell. It's a matter of history, I say. I'm going to drink a little bit more of my sacred coffee, if that's okay. Listen up. That special day, Bunkton Day, on that day in the future, on that special day, we will wake to a bear muffin scent breakfast and greet each other with smiles and piles of empty whiskey bottles and say these words to each other that Bunkton Day morning. Good morning. Fuck you. I love you. Good morning, madam. Fuck you. I love you. Here's a list of chapters that might be coming in the weeks to follow. Chapter 1, what is Bo Blimp Talk? We've discussed it before in my podcast, but many of you need a rough tiding style remembrance festival. You know, summer school, but summer's over. That'd be chapter 1. Chapter 2, potentially, is called White Trash and Hyper Racism. Chapter 3, Transcend the Scrumbo Mentality. Chapter 4, The Battle of Bunkton Day. Chapter 5, Directing Mindfire and Other Totalistic Powers. Chapter 6, Hooktagenfook, the New Kung Fu. Chapter 7, We Are Not Scientology. Okay, this is critical. We are not Scientology, okay. We might have celebrity centers one day. You might have to go get audited. You might grab on to some hinky-ass, crappy lie detector and give all your secrets to one of our audit commanders, you know, a special scrumbo. But we're not Scientology, so you can just go fuck off. Chapter 8, A Pilgrimage to Grinkentown. Chapter 9. What is the Grinken Man? How do you transcend Scrumbo to become the Grinken Man or the Whoa Man? Chapter 10, Building Your Glide Plane. Chapter 11, Striking Spiritual Gold. Chapter 12, Comms and Tech and Gamer Gals. Chapter 13, How to Pick Up Girls at Bars Using Mind Control. Chapter 14, Candle Blasters and Our Crooked Masters. Much will be revealed there. Chapter 15 will be about me riding the Greyhound last year in some allegorical fucking form so everybody can be reminded of my own pain garden. Do you tend to your pain garden? You should. That's how you keep the PTSD alive. Chapter 16. Uniforms, : Robot Hugo Boss and Our Dilemma. Chapter 17. Managing Lust. Chapter 18, Diet is Soul Glue. And chapter 19, it might be renumbered as chapter 20. I'm going to add as many fucking chapters as I want to, but I'm going to try to finish this motherfucker by Thanksgiving. Chapter 19, it will be the final chapter, whatever it's numbered, a prolegomena, whatever. Yeah, to all future bullshit. It sounds fancy. Like something Immanuel Kant would write, but I ain't no fucking Immanuel Kant. I can't. I just can't any longer. And maybe we'll have some other chapters and some other subjects. And so don't be too focused on this pedantic nonsense. Or, as my old pimp friend would say, don't pole vault over that shit. It's going to be between 15 and 25,000 words. Maybe longer, but not shorter. All dependent upon how lazy or drunk or distracted I get, Scrumbo. I could also get bored. I read Mein Kampf once. When I was in college, I read the Communist Manifesto. I've read Kaczynski and so many others like Ayn Rand, fuck. And they're all boring. If I get fucking boring, if you get bored, I don't know. That's why I should stop. But I'll stop at 20,000 words, thank you very much, fucker. If I get boring, bored, or both, like I said, I will abandon this manifesto and move on to my dream of becoming a geriatric porn star. It's a growing concern. And this thing must be in the spirit of Bukowski and Jim Channon's 1st Earth Battalion manual. The Sky Charmers. The Sky Charmers will fear us. They spread the rancid. I need to drink more sacred coffee, thank you very much. The Sky Charmers will fear us. They spread the rancid thought wax of a waning empire. Their mind spiders connect to the all box, and out of that box comes Randy Cox, British 70s porn star. They will harass us, they will bite at our heels, but we will persevere. We are the ground climbers. Our mountains are made of pain. The health insurance companies will dread us as our helpful hints about self-surgery and vodka and 5-pound test fishing line, modeling knives and superglue, mirrors and other devices for doing those necessary self-care chores that keep the body safe from the grave. And that will not make money for them. The Pope will send his armies from Rome. So will Oprah and various Asian gangs. But our movement will be unafraid of Oprah and the Pope and the Asian gangs. We know, as scrumbly folk on our way to becoming the Grinkin Man and the Woa Man, we know that the Southern Poverty Law Center is ironically named. This will lead to more attacks and more articles published on Zero Hedge because no one else will touch us, and Zero Hedge thrives, Zero Hedge thrives. Zero Head thrives on being number two. And of course, we will discuss Denmark at some point. We'll have to. That's a chapter I haven't added yet. It is our job to clean up the cities. Don't show no pity as you roll your Heemeyer-style command vehicle to town square. You are the mayor of your own journey self. You own the sky pilot drooling, and your cooling brain will gain the day as you slay the various socialites living high on the hog at Borlaug's chemical factory and bakery and food fakery. So stand in that sandbox bathroom of yours, get up out of your frickin' seat, get off your ass. Wipe all the crumbs of those crumbly bucks off yourself, okay? Get up, get up, get up. Go to your sandbox bathroom. Wipe off the crumbs, chicken McNuggets, and other stale waste. Speak these words with fiery glee. Go to the sandbox bathroom, look into the looking glass, see yourself, and speak these words with fiery glee, and if you are drunk, it might even help. We are the last of the humans. We carry the candle of frolicking fear. We will get our asses into gear to stand fast and last the way our bubbly woman likes. Our hikes will be furiously hard as we scale the shit mountains of Florida. our breath will be like stale beer and old cigarette ashtrays staring out from the abyss from some dark place. No one will stop us, no way. We will be the victory bringers, and the busty and scantily clad women will bring us fruit. All hail the new human, the Grinken man. All hail and good morning. And fuck you. And I love you. So it begins. And you'll spend your days wondering, waiting for every chapter, especially the one about Denmark. I need to add that one. You'll be wondering and thinking and waiting with bated breath. Some of you women will be dressing down in your bed and just wearing your silk underwear. You'll stare out the window as you listen to my words and imagine how you can give me a Bunctus baby on Bunkton Day. Yes, soon Bunkton Day comes, and all of the evil ones will be living in fear. They will run from us. They will scurry like cats chasing chickens, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. If you believe in this movement of folks from all over the place, it's gonna spring up. Maybe we'll have a compound, I don't know, someplace in French Guiana. I don't know. Maybe we'll build someplace, you know, out in the jungle. Maybe we'll go up to the Olympics and live like the grizzly people. We don't know yet. We're still figuring it out. But if you're interested in this movement and you want to support it, you can. But before you do, remember the rules of surviving as a Grinken man or a Woe man. Take care of your food, water, shelter first. You have to take care of that first. If you don't have food, water, shelter, you're going to die. So before donating to this movement, take care of your food, water, shelter first. If there are people in your life, people you love, friends, family, people you know, this is important. I'm not talking about random internet strangers like me. I'm talking about people you know. If there are people in your life that you know, family, friends, whatever, and they need help right now, help them first before you donate to some random asshole on the internet. If you're setting aside food, as any good boblimp takir would, in preparation for Grinken time, if you're setting aside 6 months of food because you're a Grinken man optimist or a groptimist, if you're a groptimist living the high life of the new movement and you've been lurching, lurching, lurching your way all week, and you've got 6 months of food on hand, and you have a cat or a dog, or a hog, or a bat, or a parrot. If you have a pet, think about your pet. If you have 6 months of food for your family, or yourself, or whatever, make sure you have food for your pet. And last but not least, it's not the end of the world. Yeah, I'm already doing it. I got 1,200 words and change of a potentially 25,000 to 50,000 word tome that will be my Danifesto. And as I finish each chapter relishing the one about Denmark, I should put it towards the end. That'll be a goal. Yes, indeed. But it's not the end of the world. You know, publish a Danifesto if you feel like it. Publish a manifesto. I don't care. It's not the end of the world. And because it's not the end of the world, even though times are crazy, and I think they're going to get crazier than most people imagine, it's still not the end of the world. And right now, things are still kind of normal. So, before you donate to this movement, this groptimistic movement, this groovement, really, it's not a movement, it's a groovement. Before you donate and support my groovement, remember it's not the end of the world. And, you know, support your mental health. Give yourself a break. If it's going for a walk and having a coffee, if it's going to drive to visit friends, but you don't have enough money for gas, if you donate to me, don't donate to me. Donate to yourself. Donate to your mental health. because in the years to come, you're going to look back and say, why? Why didn't I? So don't do that. Don't do that, Groptimus. Don't be the Scrumbo. Be the Grinkin' Man. Transcend the Scrumbo. We're all Scrumbos, but we can all be Grinkin' type people. I mean, I think the Grinkin' Man is really Nietzsche's Overman. You know, the Übermensch. You know who you are. So, before you donate to me, donate to yourself, to your family. Give yourselves a break, because these are crazy times. And last but not least, if you are super wealthy and would like to buy me a compound someplace, I probably have to stay around here until July. But maybe a compound in the Olympic Mountains. Get me a diesel generator or two, you know, a Jenny. Make sure there's a well, you know, a well that gets water from the ground, you know. I don't care, just water, really. Cabins, one or more cabins, really, because I'm going to have cabins for my mendicants and my acolytes, my scrumbic nurses, and my blimbic nuns. There'll be a nunnery. It's going to be a special kind of place for adult women between the ages of 29 and 49, and others, really. I mean, I'm not going to limit it to 49. How about adult women over the age of 29? But the point is, there'll be rules to being a nun, and they will involve rules that many people will consider degrading. But that's opposed to me drinking my sacred coffee and saying, if you've gotten through all this and you're rich, you want to buy me a compound, understand this. I know that Peter Thiel drinks blood. I know he's probably a piece of shit. But my only option right now is PayPal. At some point in the future, that'll be canceled too. When that happens, I'll still keep going, but I won't be funded by anybody but myself. Or the random dude that hands me a 20, right? Yeah. That's too much information. It's Saturday, October the 19th. It's almost 5:30 a.m. You can hear a cannon firing around the world. It's a shot that's being heard around the world. The beginnings of a groovement. A groovement that will lead to groovy, groptimistic times where humans start living like humans again as the proper Grinkin-time people, Grinkin-man and woe-man, having lots of Grinkin kids or Griggids, and the Griggids will have grand Griggids, and all of them will pay me 10% a year. It's voluntary, but you will be shunned. 10% a year will buy me my sacred beer. Have a great weekend.